Each week on the show, we cover a different topic and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 of how Star Wars it is. Whether it's a movie, a food, a holiday, or even just a concept.
But so far, every time, we can all agree that we've definitely reviewed something. But this week, for the very first time, we're reviewing nothing.
How Star Wars!
Hello!
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is How Star Wars Is It? And my name is Mike.
And my name is Josiah. And what do we do here? Oh, first off, let me tell you, this is the only podcast. Mm-hmm. Second off, we rate and review things on a scale of 1 to 10, not of how good or bad they are, but of how Star Wars they are.
And now, I do want to clarify something right off the top of the show here. In that intro, the wording I think that was used was... But for the first time, we are reviewing nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, let's clarify what that means.
Okay,
we
great.
This week are not just going to bullshit around for an hour.
The no, topic we never do that.
No, we never do that. We always talk about the topic.
Yeah.
And
for an hour.
Topic is nothing.
Right.
Or to quote... Probably one of the most interesting Wikipedia articles I've ever read. Nothing, no thing, or no thing is the complete absence of anything as the opposite of something and an antithesis of everything.
It is the antithesis of everything. That's
true. You know
what's
really funny? I got home from work tonight and Caitlin was watching Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I sat down and watched it for like a half hour. And I was like, this is good kind of pre-show fodder for our episode where we're discussing the topic of nothing.
So true. The bagel.
Yes.
Yeah. So like.
Sucked into a bagel.
A bagel. It's like, where do we even start? You know? Let me tell you, I got one place I'd love to start. Big Bang.
Big old bang. You know, did you happen to watch the newish Pete Holmes Netflix special?
No, I find Pete Holmes to be a little too.
I do too, and it absolutely is that.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not as wise as you think you are.
No,
sir.
Right, but he does say something about like believing in God and like calling out the idea of just like staunch
I saw
atheism.
A TikTok of that, yes.
Yeah, of like, because what you believe that came before all of this was nothing, and you say that so confidently because you know what I know doesn't exist? Nothing.
yeah. But that's a funny thing to say, right? Because like, it does. Like space is nothing.
We're
in a
gonna
way.
Get into like a circle conversation.
Yeah, this is gonna get real
so,
circles.
Longtime
real
listeners
fast.
Will know we have covered both infinity and circles, and we end up getting into it on like math concepts a lot. the one piece that we disagree on.
By the way, listeners, that we differ.
I highly recommend going to the Wikipedia page for the topic nothing because it's basically just philosophy from the 5th century BCE to like today.
Yes. I mean, okay, this is funny because I'm just like scanning and there's like, it's like you got to get into quantum physics to try to describe nothing.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, back in the day, apparently they thought, like, a vacuum could be nothing, right?
Sure.
We know that a vacuum exists, but there is still something in there.
Yeah, there's, like, virtual particles.
Right, and, like, so I guess I'm already wrong because space is a vacuum.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's nothing.
Right.
You know, that's hilarious.
It truly is a language and philosophy problem more so than it is like a scientific one, because like if you have an essay to write and you open up Microsoft Word and you sit there staring because you don't have any ideas, after an hour goes by, if you haven't typed yet, you have written nothing.
Right.
It is a concept more so than it is like anything that can be measured or rather not measured.
Yeah. It is definitely useful.
It's useful in the way that zero is useful.
I was literally just going to say that.
Yeah.
like whenever cultures discover zero, yeah, it's like a huge thing for math.
Right.
And for like the ability to move into other sciences and into other like ideas, because you have to find zero first.
Right.
Right. And like, it's one thing I love is that like, you know, like we play like this, you play like Civilization or like Age of Empires or whatever, and there's like technology tracks.
Yes.
It's like you go here, here, and then here, here. But that's just not how the real world works at all. Where it's like you can have a concept of zero but not have invented the wheel yet.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And then like in Europe, they're like, we have the wheel, but what's zero? You know,
which
like
is funny because what is a wheel but a big old wheel? Zero?
Yeah, you should have just looked at it and been like, hold on a second.
We don't have a number that is circle.
Yeah, I think I'm figuring something out here.
Shit, are we gonna have to do wheel as a topic?
Yes, we should do not wheels. Wheel. Singular
wait,
wheel.
Wait, should like September be simple timber machine?
Simple timber sheen month.
We've got we're gonna do a combined episode of wheel and pulley because they're kind of in the same realm, and then incline plane and wedge may also get their like get a shared episode, but like,
yeah, those seem the same to me, they're very close.
Yeah,
screw,
but lever,
that's
that
one.
Gets its own. Yeah,
lever gets its own for sure. And I know we said simple timber sheen, so we will cover Martin Sheen too. And Emilio Estevez
and Charlie Sheen, and honestly,
and
throw
Sheen.
Emilio Estevez in there.
Exactly, let's get the whole family in there.
And satin and eggshell and high gloss.
Oh, yes, a good sheen on it. Yes.
Honestly,
and matte.
Let's just do sheen timber.
Yeah, sheen timber. We can cover the fast fashion company, which I think is Shein and not Sheen, but I think it's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll
be
fun.
First episode will be apostrophe Chine, and that's an episode on simple machines.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then the next one will be about the Hollywood Sheen family.
Hollywood Sheen.
And then there will be a whole Benjamin Moore episode about all the different gloss levels you can get.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then Sheen.
And then like Fast 7 or whatever.
Whatever month September is.
I suppose it's 9, so Fast 9.
Yeah. I did you know that like this is the most embarrassing thing about me probably. Actually that's not
true,
but this is pretty embarrassing. I have to count every time to figure out what number goes to each month.
Interesting.
Like if you ask me I know that like I think in my heart I know them all, or I know some of them, but like if you told me to tell me which one August was right now, I'd have to go January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. 8. Yay. Mm-hmm. Like,
interesting.
And I know October's 10. I know that one. The latter, maybe I do know them all now that I'm thinking about it. But I think there's a comfort thing of counting every time to make sure, because I feel like I'm going to get it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I'm like,
well, that latter half is easy to kind of stumble on because the prefixes align to the wrong number.
Yeah, it's downright.
Have you seen that thing that's like, man, whoever said that September is 9 and October is 10 and November is 11, I hope that person is killed by a knife. And then the next tweet was like, well, I've got great news for you.
A bunch of knives, baby.
Yeah.
That's really funny. But we're talking about nothing this week. When I told Charlie what we were covering, she made the Seinfeld joke.
It's a show about nothing.
She was like, oh, so it's gonna be like a Seinfeld episode. And I was like, yeah, we're gonna like say we're gonna date a 17-year-old. And then we're gonna say a racial slur while doing stand-up comedy.
Man, dude, it is really, I was just thinking about that the other day. It's because Shane Gillis hosted SNL. I didn't even watch.
Yeah.
I don't care to like have a take. But I did think about, like, his narrative was got hired at SNL, got fired at SNL, and then SNL aired its first episode that season. Like,
yeah, yeah.
What would have happened if he had dated a 17-year-old in that time?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they would have probably been like, great, come on the show.
Well, or not this year. Like, that's what
true.
I mean. Like, Jerry Seinfeld was just, like, so invulnerable.
Yeah, I know.
Because
yeah,
we didn't have
real,
like the internet.
Yes, it was long enough ago that like you could sort of fly under the radar and not by, which like every rock star did that
too. Totally.
So, Like David Bowie fucking dated teenagers, yes. And like Elvis,
everyone in
Elvis
Led
Presley.
Zeppelin. There's all sorts of terrifying stories about.
Yeah.
Basically, if you were on a rock and roll stage in 1971,
yeah, it was bad news. But like everything just skated under the radar because there was no internet.
Yeah.
But now we know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that like I sent a video, a TikTok to you and Delaney, which you didn't watch because you haven't been very active in the Twitter thread lately, Mike.
Oh shit.
I told Delaney that we need to just get a text thread going with the three of us because
today was our big presentation. I've been working like long days since like December 26th on.
Yeah.
Which is good.
No, you have excuses, so you're fine. But basically, the take was like Shane Gillis is like the first white guy, like mediocre white guy stand up dude that's like actually funny, and so that's sort of. Why he's so popular is because he kind of fits into this very like specific genre of white guy who's like, yeah, we're edgy and we're cool and we're edgy. And it's like he sort of plays to that crowd, not actually being that edgy most of the time, but he does know how to construct a joke.
I see.
Right. And so he's like funny enough because he fits this like perspective. And like I saw a tweet about it where they were like, conservatives think that he's like owning the libs, his conservative fans think he's owning the libs, the liberals think he's using shock value, his liberal fans using shock value to like tell the truth, and it's like no one knows what he actually believes. Yeah. And he's using that to his advantage, but that's not Seinfeld, that's Shane Gillis.
I generally feel like out of my depth even like having a take because I don't know what his comedy is like, and I also know that like what are we doing.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about SNL anymore.
But that's not who we're talking about.
Oh wait, what we're talking about. Do you want to know the actual most embarrassing thing that I've ever that about me?
Without a doubt, I want to.
Okay, this is like really embarrassing. Whenever I was like, I just moved to Chicago. It's 2015, and in 2015 was SNL's 40-year anniversary.
Uh huh.
Right, and so on Facebook, the night of the 40th. Because this was back when I was still on Facebook. Like, everyone was on Facebook in 2015. Yeah. We were all still posting statuses, you know, on our wall. No, I think they already didn't call it the wall at that point. But I posted, hey, if you liked tonight's 40th celebration, wait till you see what we have planned for the 50th. I said,
oh,
we.
Oh, no. That's awful.
That's terrible. Little did I know that in... Almost, that's gonna be next year. So when they do their 50th, little did I know that by that point I would have so much disrespect for the institution that I don't think I would want to be on the show, even if they asked me to.
And sorry, the post was like a video from your webcam, and at the end of it, you farted so hard that all your clothes fell off. Is that?
Yeah, that's what was embarrassing about it. Yeah, my pants ripped, and I opened up my butt like Ace Ventura, and said the status with my butt.
How many Wikipedia pages have you read that the second paragraph begins existentialists like Sartre and Heidegger?
I love it.
So, you know, okay, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
A lack of.
Yes. A lack of.
One of the things kind of in this little article included something to the tune of... Essentially, the first writings on it were from the 5th century BC. Parmenides essentially said, like, if we're talking about it, it's not nothing.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm just looking at this right now.
Centuries later, Albert Einstein was like, yeah, that's right.
Yes. I was just looking at that little, those couple paragraphs. I fucking love.
Yes.
Whenever. Some old ass Greek guy.
Yeah.
Like, cause there's the one guy who thought, hold on, I gotta find his name. Who basically was like, you know, I think it's atoms.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's atoms.
Right.
Is what makes up everything. Like, he didn't call them atoms, right?
I think they maybe did.
Democritus of Abdera named the building blocks of matter atomos, meaning literally indivisible.
Yeah, like Democritus A meaning that, not or yes. unable to, and Tom meaning cut.
And... So this was like in 430 BCE.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, I think it's probably a bunch of little things that make up everything else.
Yeah.
And I was and then it was like centuries later that scientists were like, hey, the guy fucking was right.
I mean, generally speaking, they were talking based on just sort of like shooting the shit.
Yes, but they were just like vibing it out, and they were like, it's probably atoms, right? Yeah. Don't you think it's probably atoms?
We invented this thing called the microscope, and we were like, yep.
Yeah, they were right. Like, they were just literally, like you said, shooting the shit
yeah.
and talking it out in a fucking, like, Socratic seminar, yes. being like, what yeah. are you? In a dialogue, talking to themselves, asking themselves questions.
They were just, like, fourth graders who didn't feel like playing Foursquare at recess that day and instead thought about, like, well, if I walk halfway to the door, and then I walk halfway again, and then I walk halfway again.
Will I ever get there? Yeah, they're
whoa,
like my...
dude, guys, come here.
Hold on.
Jeremy, say that exact same thing to all these guys.
Yeah, say that again, because that blew my mind.
Speaking of having watched a little bit of Everything Everywhere All at Once right before this, the scene where they're both rocks,
yes.
and it's just like dialogue written on the screen, one of the lines was just like, just be a rock, like you don't have to do anything else. And then they start getting into like, humans are all just like stupid and small and don't know anything, and with each new discovery we learn truly how little we know, and like what's yeah. the next one gonna be that we used to know that the Earth was the center of the universe until yeah. they discovered it goes around the sun and they killed people for thinking that, and then we learned that like the sun was just one of trillions of stars, and that's just in this observable universe. Yeah. Out of however many quantum universes there are.
I think that, like, this is... So this reminds me of the three-body problem, which luckily, Mike, they're coming out with a show about it. So
I have the book on my bookshelf, and I just haven't started it yet.
I know you do. You don't have to read it now, because they're coming out with a show.
Yes, that's true. Although, I'd like to read it before the show.
Yeah. Great series of sci-fi novels. Really, like jumps into the ideas of what could be possible. The sort of inciting incident is basically that, like... there is, this is, I don't know, I'm not going to, do you want me to like, it's like slight spoilers? I don't have to spoil it for you.
That's okay.
This is sort of the inciting incident. Basically, there is an alien civilization that halts because they have figured out quantum stuff, like quantum mechanics, halts humanity's ability to discover further things about it. Through the ability to manipulate things on a quantum level, they basically stop humanity's, like, no longer can we do quantum things. So everything has to happen at the atomic level and not the quantum level, right? And so
it's kind of like, if the idea is we are indeed living in a simulation, there is code that just can't be broken that says like, you can only do stuff like if you throw a ball up, it will come back down. We can't say there's a world where like it doesn't, or it turns into a flower. Like, we just can't.
Yeah, and like this alien civilization is like, we could turn it into a flower if we wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but then we haven't figured that out yet, so we can't. They pause us there.
I see.
And so the whole conflict is like, how do we get past this? What do we do? And like, very interesting stuff. So, why did I bring that up? I can't remember. The idea of nothing. I can't remember why.
Oh, about how stupid and small we are with each new discovery.
Yes. So I think that is the next thing, right? Is quantum stuff, right? Is like, once we really crack what is going on at the quantum level, and once we develop a unified theory of everything that combines why quantum mechanics does what it does, and why gravity does what it does, and why electromagnetism does what it does, because all those things have rules that we know about most of the time, but when you try to combine all the rules together, it's like they don't fit, which is literally what physicists have been working on since Albert Einstein, is like trying to figure out why these things don't fit together in the ways that they should.
Yeah.
Because like gravity... my favorite part of it is like, on a very small local level, gravity does fucking nothing.
Yeah, it's very weak.
But like, you're telling me the sun, which is so far away, is big enough that it keeps the Earth, which is so far away, in its orbit?
Yeah.
What? That's insane.
I remember learning like, of the forces, gravity is one of the weaker ones, and being like,
yeah.
Compared to what?
And compared then,
like,
to what?
One of them you learn is magnets, like magnetism. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, like, I've got magnets in my locker right now that don't stay up because they suck. And it's like, well, no, you just have a shitty magnet. But have you ever had an even like halfway decent refrigerator magnet never fall off the fridge?
Yeah,
gravity wants it to.
Yeah, and gravity's like, please fall off. Yeah. The magnet's like, no, yeah. I'm stronger than you.
But it did take me like hearing that whole thought process in my own head before I was like, oh, I'm an idiot.
My other favorite is that there's like, you've got strong nuclear force and wait for it. Weak nuclear force.
Which I think is something like tremendously strong.
Yeah,
right?
Incredibly powerful. Way stronger than magnets. Way stronger than gravity. But they called it weak nuclear force.
And isn't one of the forces just squeezing?
Yeah, it's squishing stuff. And the other force is,
let's see, there's strong nuclear force, weak nuclear force, magnetism, gravity, and squeezing.
Yeah, and then there's strong bad, strong mad, and strong sad.
Strong bad.
And that's all the forces.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the force.
And then there's the force.
Yeah, like literally, okay, so like this just reminded me of this stupid conversation I had with my friend who didn't like Last Jedi. Or sorry, I should say, who thought it was a bad movie, not didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because he both didn't like it and thought it was a bad movie. But I think you can defend not liking something. And thinking it's a bad movie is pretty indefensible to me.
Yeah.
But one of the things he said was that like, it was funny because he was trying to say that he of course had the beef about the fucking bombs falling in space, which I was like, you're parroting Twitter talking points from racists.
Yes, like,
at this
were
point.
You sitting in the movie theater bothered by that? I can't believe that you were.
I can't imagine anyone was until they were trying to come up with reasons after the fact of why they were bothered by it. Because, and once again, it didn't bother me because it makes sense that something, because of Newton's laws of motion, that when something is falling in a gravity field, if it left the gravity field...
It makes sense that way, but it also makes sense because it's what was on screen.
I know!
When I bought a ticket, inherent to that action was, all right, for the next 2.5 hours, you have to believe everything you're seeing.
Yes. That's literally... I kind of said that. I was like, you know, a lot of things...
You have to believe there's a sword made of light.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because he was trying to apply. He was like, I just like more logic in my science fiction.
I guess,
and I was like, sure, dude. Like, I guess. One of the things he said, he was like, oh, I guess that's true. If the bombs left the gravity field, as long as they wouldn't be affected by the gravity of the ship. And I was like, no, that's not how gravity works, bud.
No.
It's the same thing we're just talking about.
Yeah, the ship may as well be a pencil. It doesn't have a gravitational pull.
Yes. Gravity is weak as shit.
Yeah.
When it comes to these forces, if the bombs left, I mean, we've talked about this before, and we'll talk about it again because I can't get over the fact that people were like, it wouldn't work that way. If the bombs left gravity and went into space, they would keep going the same direction they were going until they hit something.
Do you know how
because
big
that's
the Earth
how
is?
Ocean. Right. Yes.
Do you think? Do you think a Star Destroyer is around the same size of the Earth?
Also, one of the things he kept saying was, I'm going to get so much mileage out of this conversation for this podcast, but one of the things he kept saying was, he was just like, well, it had to be consistent. Like, things have to be consistent with what's happened before in the series, or else I don't like it because it doesn't make sense that way. And I was like, that first off, that's kind of silly.
You gotta tell me all the other movies in the series that you don't like and why.
Yes, I was like, that's why I said, I was like, so you only like A New Hope because literally everything else after that has added something to it that was not in the previous one.
Right.
And, but I was like, if we're going with like gravity and things leaving a ship, we have seen in previous movies stuff get jettisoned from the back of a ship as like trash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those things keep going.
Yeah.
They don't stop and start orbiting the Star Destroyer. Because that's not how gravity works. And it's not how the laws of motion work. And I was like, so even by your own little rules here,
man, it'd
you're
be
going
so cool
them.
If like things as small as like, say, me had like some amount of gravity that like I had shit just like flying around me all day. I suppose that does happen when I bonk my head really hard.
Yeah, little birdies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, little birdies are like, I don't know, little like triangles and stuff.
yeah
little birdies like
triangles.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of what else goes around someone's
little
head in a cartoon.
Triangles and stuff.
You know how the universal sign for triangle is this? is like acting like you're saying nanny nanny boo boo.
Yeah, or basically. Like applause in ASL.
Yeah, yeah, that's triangles. I like that. This is what since I work with kids, we do sign language for the little ones, and like all done is the same as applause. Uh-huh. And I like because it's contextual, right? But I like the idea that after
finished with my food.
Yeah, I like the idea that both kids are being like, oh, incredible work. And I like the idea that at a show...
My compliments like, to the Mott's Apple Juice Company.
Yeah. And I like the idea that at a show, someone's just going, all done. All done. I'm finished with this. Oh, take man. It away. Yeah. Both of those cross interpretations are very funny to me.
Something we talked about probably on like the Circle episode and probably on the Infinity episode is like the idea of a line or a point in mm-hmm. geometry being mm-hmm. a virtual thing. It's not right. you know, like it doesn't have a thickness or a height. It is like a single coordinate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That as soon as another idea. One exists, then there is like measurable distance between the two, but the line yeah. itself can't really be measured other than yeah. its length. It's a one-dimensional thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is so much bigger than nothing.
Yeah. True. It's
a one-dimensional, infinitesimally thin line mm-hmm. is... It's like the speed of light. It is, like, yeah. so fast you can't even think about it, but in terms of, like, if you wanted to take a road trip to the nearest star, the speed of light is, like...
So slow.
It's, like, turning on your car.
It's the same as... it's, like, the same, like, we're just talking about with gravity. Like, the yes. our rules for the universe are, yeah. like, so slow and weak. And, like, there's got to be something. And that's the thing. Like, once we find out the next thing above that where it's like, oh, no, now you've unlocked this thing.
Right.
That'll really start cooking, right?
And that's where I do think you can't see, observe, measure, whatever you want to call it, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
think you're right.
I don't think that can exist based on the sort of science of it all.
Yeah, because like it is very philosophical yeah. what we're talking about and less scientific, because I think scientists probably would be like, so, what are you talking about? Nothing doesn't exist. You can't measure it.
Yeah.
Right. Like you just said, like you can't measure it. You can't give it a rating out of 1 through 10.
No, right. So this episode is just a waste of time.
A waste of time.
But hey, they all are.
They are all a waste of time. But it's like. It's an idea, and I was like,
"Yeah, honestly, it's a word."
It's a word. I was gonna say, do you think you can? So it's similar to like the idea of like it's like think about nothing now.
Right.
Go. Even then, you're thinking like nothing, 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 yeah. nothing, nothing, yeah. which is the word nothing, which right. is something.
Right.
You know, you're not actually.
It's interesting. We make up a word to name everything. There's mm-hmm. a word that means that animal with spots and long necks, giraffe.
Cheetah. Crap. You're right.
We have a word that even just means like thing you put your computer on, desk. But mm-hmm, like we mm-hmm, also mm-hmm. have a word that means lack of everything.
Yeah. The absence of everything.
Like we were like, okay, let's see. There's what? A couple hundred things. We got to come up with words for all those things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we were like, okay, and kumquat. We got to all of them.
Yeah.
Now, oh, you know what we forgot is
what if there's not something?
What if you don't have a kumquat in your hand?
Yeah. What if there's no kumquats?
Well, you have like sweat and oil and pores and lines.
No. It's like less than that. What if we
You know the symbol
here?
That's like the red circle with the line through it that you put it in front of a ghost if you want to bust them.
Yeah,
you put it in front
yeah.
of a cigarette if you don't want cigarettes. What is that but for like all of it?
Or what if it was a... You know how we have wheels and they look like a... shape, but yeah. we don't have a number that is that shape.
Yeah.
What if it was like that? This is actually really interesting, and I wonder if like people smarter than us know this. When language develops,
oh.
when do you find the word for nothing? Because I feel like you would need it relatively early on.
Yeah.
I know we're joking about like you name everything else, and then it's like, well, what do we have for the absence of everything? Oh, that could be nothing. But like you probably need it pretty early on, right? Because it's like even for stuff that's just as simple as like, well, what are you thinking of? Nothing.
Yeah,
what
right. are you doing? Like, do nothing? You come up with the word from a sort of just philosophical standpoint before you come up with the concept of mathematical zero.
Yes.
Or did unlocking zero lead people to start saying nothing in the way that, like, Malcolm Gladwell positing that you need 10,000 hours to be an expert, all of a sudden people use that phrase all the time.
Right, totally. I wonder, it's sort of a, feels like a chicken and an egg situation where I don't know which one came first. And I'm sure there's probably people who are more well-researched than us, which is to say researched at all.
Right.
Out there
who... I would venture to guess, A, that it is known, like that there is an answer to this, but B, that like linguistically you come up with it before you come up with it mathematically.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Because you start learning language, I'm saying you like it's... It's us here in today's day and age. But I would imagine you find a use and a utility for language before you find a use and utility for numbers.
Oh, wow. I think I found a great article. How we discovered the number zero, which is also nothing. Hold on. Oh, wow. This is a long article. Maybe I won't read it all right now. That's not that long. I'll read the pull quote that Google pulled out. The Sumerians are thought to be the first to have recognized the idea of nothing. Hmm. Although not until later did they come up with a symbol for zero. So this is going on with our theory of, yes, the word of it, the idea of it comes before the zero of it. The Maya likewise developed the idea of zero independently. The concept of nothingness later traveled from the Middle East to India, China, and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like nothing did, at least for the Sumerians, came before zero. They were like, you know, we needed a symbol for this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, Monday morning, someone being like, hey, how was your weekend? You do anything? Oh, no, nothing. Like,
nothing.
I did nothing. What that means is, like, household chores, sat on the couch and watched Monk.
yes, totally.
Like.
And then whenever someone says, what are you thinking about? Nothing.
Yeah.
That's just like, oh, it's just the background noise of whatever's in my brain.
Yeah.
You could also say
everything.
Yeah, everything ever all at once.
They're equally meaningful when someone asks you, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, totally. Like, it is just like...
All of it.
Like, all of it. It's just all going through my brain at the speed of light, or maybe gravity.
You know what I just thought? Not to do our podcast here right before the break. If you were to ask me what happened any one week on one of the newer Star Wars shows, in particular something like the Book of Boba Fett, I would go, nothing, the whole time, nothing happened.
Yeah. You know, there's an interesting, I was talking with Michael Delaney about like how comics always come back to status quo. They always reset to zero.
Yeah.
So like he's reading, he was telling me he was finishing up Dan Slott's run of Spider-Man, which was when I was reading Spider-Man and collecting comics. Uh-huh. And like one of the things that happens is he takes Peter Parker on like a huge journey of becoming a successful businessman. So he's like almost like a Tony Stark level figure. And then he crashes down eventually and loses everything and becomes down as like Peter Parker again.
Sure.
So like that is, so comics by design.
Yeah.
And Star Wars almost by design.
Yeah.
Nothing can happen.
Right.
Right. Like things can happen, but they always have to reset to zero.
Right. Well,
and so in
Star Wars, those things that have to reset to zero are all the shit they're doing these days.
Right. Exactly.
Of like filling in gaps between movies where we know that nothing has happened yet.
Original Star Wars was like here is the day that something happens, which is the improv thing we always talk about.
Right.
Like whenever you're doing an improv scene or writing something, today is the day that something happens.
Yeah.
That is what it makes something exciting and fun to watch, which like you can also go against the grain and do a Seinfeld thing where it's a show about nothing, but that's even not true because it's still things are happening.
Yeah,
like
right.
funny situations are happening in this comedy. It is a situational comedy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like in modern Star Wars and TV Star Wars, they are constantly just being like, and then they went back to the ship and everything was just like it was at the beginning of the series and nothing changed.
Right.
Which is annoying and not fun to watch. Nothing is not fun to watch. It's not fun to experience. No. I'd rather have something.
It is funny though that
should we review something next week?
It is funny to realize that like that kind of boils down to my chief complaint of Star Wars in this decade is it's all just sort of nothing.
Yeah, and that's what we're reviewing this week.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Like I thought before we started recording, like, no way we're going to be able to make a case for there being any similarities. Because, again, even, like, the Force is invisible, but you use it to, like, lift rocks and shit.
Yeah, and even space, like I said, the inky blackness of space is something.
Yeah.
It's not nothing. It is a force, at the very least. Like, another, or, like, you know, it's a medium.
Yeah.
It's not nothing.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe it is a little bit Star Wars, because Star Wars is kind of nothing these days.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the only avenue
that's
you can come at it as.
That's as close as we're going to come, I think, yeah.
It's probably going to be pretty low, because nothing is nothing, and Star Wars obviously is something, even when it doesn't do much. But should we go to the break? It's about that time.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Webster's Dictionary defines podcast as a domesticated, odd-toed, hoofed mammal with a great affinity for oats.
That's a horse.
Oh, right.
But we are a podcast, and we're called Roommate Lovers.
We do advice questions such as, why is my roommate using my toothbrush?
How do I flirt without being creepy?
Why are you using my toothbrush?
I told you, I just couldn't find mine that
Gross.
Day. We live together and are together, which is why we call the show Roommate Lovers.
We're roommate and lover. We're roommates and lovers.
Well said.
Gross. Find new episodes of Roommate Lovers on Mondays wherever you podcast.
Now that's a podcast of a different color.
You mean horse?
Yes, of course.
And we're...
Oh, I thought that was the joke.
Oh, and we're... Yeah, there it is.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
It is storming like crazy here.
Yeah, it's not as bad where we are yet, or at least I can't hear it, but I'm kind of in the middle of our apartment.
Are you hearing it at all through this?
No, I'm like, I can't hear it on your end, and I can't hear it on my end yet either, because I'm like...
I can hear it through my headphones, which is like, means it's pretty loud.
Well, we'll see. I'll cut it out if it's too distracting, but yeah, I'm not worried about it.
So this is a pretty like... heady topic, and we're two really heady guys.
Yeah,
and
we love
what better game to play this week for this like highfalutin idea than Only Connect.
Yay!
This is a British game show where
and it is the New York Times Connections that stole it from the British game show.
Yes, that's right. I will give you four seemingly random clues, and you have to tell me how they're all connected. And then that's the first three questions. The second three questions are the same idea, but instead of telling me how all four are connected, you will only get the first three, and you have to name the fourth, given the sequence that is being implied. And of course, all six clues are hidden under one of six different Egyptian hieroglyphs.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll take the Twisted Flax.
Twisted Flax. All right, the first clue is George.
Okay, keep going.
Jerry.
These are all Seinfeld characters?
Yeah.
Yay.
It's a show about nothing.
It's about nothing.
All right.
That's what Jerry Seinfeld says at the beginning of every episode, right?
Every episode it goes
bow 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 bow
bow bow bow bow bada bada bada, and then it goes, it's a show about nothing, and then they start the episode.
I've never really watched it, so I'm just like assuming that's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's good to know that's what happens, yeah.
All right. Next Egyptian hieroglyph. You did what? The Twisted Flax?
Twisted Flax. I'll take the Eye of Horus. Mike is listening to the storm.
It's so loud that it's making me think it might be hail.
It could be, because there is it's a severe thunderstorm warning and a possible tornado warning.
Yeah, and it's so warm.
I know. It's perfect hail conditions.
That's going to really suck. We just bought a car in October.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't get fucking dinged up.
Hopefully it's not that big.
But my car has such a strong gravitational pull.
Yeah, it should bring all the hail into it.
All right. Sorry, what hieroglyph did you choose?
The Eye of Horus.
The Eye of Horus. All right. All right. The first clue in this series is zero.
Okay. Next.
Go.
Next.
Happy New Year.
Like the beginning of something?
Do you want the last clue?
Yeah.
Blast off.
The end of a countdown.
Yeah.
yes.
They would all be the thing that essentially takes the spot of zero if you were doing it numerically.
Yeah. Ready, set, go.
Yeah, or like three, two, one,
go. Yeah.
All right. That was the Eye of Horus. You got four more hieroglyphs.
Water.
Wow. Appropriate enough, the water clue. Oh, you're hearing it now?
Now I'm hearing it. Wow.
The water series begins with shark.
Oh, okay. Next.
The next one is Auric.
Auric, that's right. These are the names of vacuums.
Yeah. I debated with if Auric should be second or if Bissell should be second, but would they have both have given it to you?
Yeah, I would have gone.
And then Dyson too. Was the last one.
Yeah.
Brands of vacuum cleaners.
Yes.
That was water. You've got lion, two reeds, and
the horned viper.
Horned viper, of course.
I think I'll take the horned viper.
All right, this one is wacky. This is a sequence, so you have to tell me what the fourth one is.
Right.
The first clue is 007 Racing.
Okay, next.
James Bond 007, Agent Under Fire.
Okay, next.
James Bond 007, Nightfire.
I have no idea.
Do you know what these are?
Video games?
They are video games.
Yeah.
And it's just in release order. It's
so maybe
early
James 2000s. Bond 007 GoldenEye, maybe?
No, it's after GoldenEye. The reason behind this in this episode is the title of the one
nothing,
that you need to guess. What's that?
No. Is there a nothing title? Is there a nothing?
There is.
Nothing. I can't remember the name of the James Bond that has nothing in it.
It
okay,
was
tell
when
me.
They went from doing first person to third person, and it was called James Bond 007 Everything or Nothing.
Oh,
and
fun.
It was from
fun.
Like 2004 or something like that.
Sure. But
we had Nightfire on the original Xbox and played it like a motherfucker.
Do you want to know, like, never mind, that's too embarrassing.
Okay, you've got two more. Lion.
Oh, yes.
Or
and the two.
Reads.
Two reads. I'll take the two reads.
All right. The first clue in this sequence is, this whole sequence, by the way, is in quotes.
Okay.
And it begins, if only, the woodpecker sighs.
The bark on the wood was as soft as the skies.
That's the second one.
Why don't I remember the rest of it? I remember that part.
The bark on the tree was as soft as
it's
the
skies. It's from Holes.
Yes, it's from Holes.
I know that, but I can't
which
remember
the
rest of it.
Which to me is like another way to represent nothing.
Yeah, a hole. What's the rest of the quote? I can't remember it.
The second one is, the bark on the tree was as soft as the skies, while the wolf waits below, hungry and lonely, crying to the moon, if only, if only.
Right, if only, if only.
So I was writing this game last night, like as the workday was ending, like 5:30 or so. And I wrote that one down, and I was like, man, I want to, like, reread Holes. Mm. And I did this game for Caitlin to, like, play test it, and she knew it right away, because she grew up watching Holes all the time. Like, it was one of those ones where it's like the movie was in the car, in the, DVD player or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we left this room where I'm sitting right now and just watched Holes.
This is the big reveal.
Yes.
This is the big reveal.
I texted Josiah last night saying, hey, I've got an idea for a topic coming up, but I'm going to reveal it on the show because I don't want to like pooch this clue, basically. But unfortunately, I'm sorry. It is a movie and I'm watching it right now. So at some point, you're going to have to watch it.
How'd it hold up? Because I remember liking the movie and I loved the book.
It's written by the movie is written by the novel writer.
Lewis Sacker?
Yes.
That's incredible.
And it is, I was sort of blown away by the amount of sort of issues it couches in its narrative, you know, like being wrongfully accused in a shitty criminal justice system that's more interested in punishment than it is in rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And the punishment is forced labor to try to make the owners of Camp Green Lake rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's just so many things to it in terms of like social issues, let alone the sort of complexities of the story being almost like a herald. There's like Latvia, and then there's the Old West, and then there's the present day, and they all kind of like tie up at the end.
Yes, totally.
It's just great. Anyway, last one. What are we on? Lion?
Yeah, it's Lion's the last one.
So we're going to have to do Holes in the future. That's where that was headed.
I would love that. I'd love that.
All right. The first clue in this sequence is you. Y-O-U.
You! next?
Ain't.
Seen? Nothing? Yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wrote, you ain't seen nothing. But yeah, you ain't seen nothing. I love it. Yeah, the same thing. You know, the other thing I was thinking while we were watching Holes last night was, oh, this is set in the desert in Texas. So yeah. There's no way that Josiah hasn't read this book.
I read it as a kid, and being I liked
like
it a lot as a kid.
Being like a book kid, but also being like a Texas boy.
Texas boy. You know what's funny is we were talking about with
my
family. That was only connect. We did it! So we were talking about my family, like my mom was talking about, we were in the group text and my sister was like, Joel, something really funny, blah, blah, blah. My mom was talking about some book that was written by someone from the Panhandle. And my little brother was like, Hank the Cowdog. And I was like, Charlie, do you know what Hank the Cowdog is? And she was like, no. And I was like, I'm just now realizing that Hank the Cowdog was regional. Because Hank the Cowdog was the shit in elementary school.
How funny.
His name was, he was Hank the Cowdog. That was his name.
Uh-huh.
He was a cowdog. He could, and the whole series, it was a series of books. And then there was an animated series, which is crazy because it was a regional, local, like CBS animated series. And it was about this cowdog and his adventures. And it's like kind of cute because it's like, how would a dog understand the world around him?
Okay.
So he's very noble and thinks he's very brave, but he's actually very cowardly. And he has a best bud or like lackey. So he like thinks of himself as like the sheriff of the farm or whatever, the ranch. And he has a lackey guy who's like his deputy named Drover, which is a great name. And Drover, he always pins on him that he's cowardly. But Drover's actually the, it's kind of like Pinky and the Brain style, you know, where like the brain's supposed to be smart, but he's kind of dumb. And like Pinky's supposed to be dumb, but might actually be smart.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but with bravery. It's super fun.
It sounds
fun.
Like a dog who is projecting.
It is, exactly. Absolutely. It's cute. But I was like, I didn't know that Cake the Cowdog was a regional thing. I thought the whole country was obsessed with this guy.
Well, if it was an animated show, I don't blame you for thinking that other people knew about it.
I think that happened before my time because my mom brought up that it was an animated show, and I don't even think I knew that it was
crazy.
Animated.
And then it had a whole website with a bunch of Flash animations and games, right?
Yeah, yeah. Home Star Dog, Home Cow Dog. I wonder if Hank the Cowdog has... It does have a website. There's that. It does have Wikipedia. Interesting.
Okay, game for you now. This is the new game segment. How many clicks will it take you to get to the Wikipedia article for nothing?
Great, I'm on it. The book follows Hank, a dog who views himself as the head of ranch security.
Uh-huh.
He thinks he's smarter than everybody else, but his intelligence is limited to that of the average dog. All right, let's see. We got Texas Panhandle. I just clicked on Texas Panhandle. just because, like, it's very empty. So maybe we could get, like, desert or something. Nope. Okay, go back. That didn't count. That didn't count!
As I was reading this article, I was thinking about that thing you've told me about of simple Wikipedia. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
You just couldn't have an article on the concept of nothing.
No,
because you
could not.
I don't imagine that in simple Wikipedia, one of the words in their, like, word bank to use is Parmenides.
No. Wait a minute. What? A 5-episode podcast adapting one of the books of Hank the Cowdog was released in September 2020, written and directed by film director and writer Jeff Nichols, starred the voices of Matthew McConaughey as Hank, Jesse Plemons as Drover.
What?
Kirsten Dunst as Sally Mae. What the? And Michael Shannon and Joel Edgerton, Leslie Jordan, Cynthia Erivo. What is going on?
What?
That's...
Well, I know what I'm going to have to be listening to at some point this week.
What the hell? That's crazy.
That is nuts.
What?
So, okay, we've got to cover Holes,
oh, God.
The Sheen family, Simple Machines, Shine level Sheens.
Mm-hmm.
Hank the Cowdog now.
Yeah.
And I think we also said we need to cover something.
Yeah, we got to cover something. I got to send this to my family. Hold on.
Well, hey, if things are bad there, make sure you hunker down and listen to this 5-episode podcast.
Hold on. I got to send this. Wow. I'll send it later. That's taking too long. Okay. That's amazing. I didn't get to nothing though, so I'm sorry. Maybe I can get to. I'm done with this. I gotta get away from Hank the Cow Dog. All right, we gotta wrap up.
Yeah,
it's time to be done almost. Nothing is not very Star Wars because Star Wars is something.
Yeah, in fact, something we've said a lot on the show before is like everything is at least a little bit Star Wars.
Right.
So
right.
Conversely, you could kind of make an argument that nothing is not a little bit Star Wars. Just that's using true. A language that's just tricky.
That's just language. Semantics, baby. Yeah, some crazy verbiage.
If
does that mean it's a zero?
Does
though?
Everything equal zero. Not nothing? In the way
no.
that like subtracting a negative is effectively adding a positive?
Yeah, I don't think so, but I never took a logic class, so
if
I don't know.
Everything does not equal nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then does everything
keep going.
Equal not nothing, aka negative nothing?
I think we're on to something.
Everything's a little bit Star Wars, therefore nothing is not a little bit Star Wars. I feel like is a safe logic jump.
That is a safe logic jump. But then does that mean that nothing is our first zero?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because it's all like right. a concept linguistically is mm-hmm. is how it is actually useful compared to
right.
like scientifically. And I would say that there were entire episodes of the Ahsoka show where fucking nothing happened.
Yeah, totally, totally, totally. Oh, man. So I think we
should
just...
Or that it made me feel nothing.
Yeah, I felt nothing.
But I don't see this getting a high score.
No, 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 no. Let's give it a rating.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be virtual particles.
Yeah, love that.
Or my unit of measure, I should say. Yeah.
My unit of measure is going to be things.
All right. I'm going to give it a one.
I am also going to give nothing a one thing.
One thing. It's not nothing. It's one thing.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
No hyphen thing or no thing.
Oh, no thing.
It's also, one thing. The very first piece of this Wikipedia article is... For other uses, see nothing disambiguation, which like...
Yeah, what is that going to go to?
That's where you get zero, the mathematical quantity, mm-hmm. the empty set, the mathematical concept of the collection of things represented by nothing, nothing, an English indefinite pronoun, mm-hmm. null, a value that is variable or of nullable type in a computer mm-hmm. program, vacuum, and quantum vacuum fluctuations.
Good.
To say nothing of things that have nothing as their title, like books, music, bands,
right.
albums, songs. Jesus Christ. There's so
a lot
many
of songs
called nothing.
A lot of songs called nothing.
Yeah.
That's funny. They all think they're so creative.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. There is an unincorporated and now abandoned settlement in Mojave County, Arizona called Nothing, Arizona.
I love that. I would move there. Now we're just both on the Wikipedia for disambiguation.
See, also nihilism.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's where sucked into a bagel gets you.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway.
All right. Well, do you want us on the internet?
Was this anything? Or was
no,
this
it was
nothing.
You can find us at HowStarWars is on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. You can email us at agoodpodcast@gmail.com. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. What was our email prompt that we gave out recently? Has anyone...
It was what you would name... That episode hasn't come out yet.
Okay, but what was it? What would you name what?
If you caught a legendary bird Pokemon, what would you name
it? Oh, my God.
And we first, it was just to millennials, but then we extended it to everybody.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah.
Anybody can do it. But no new emails, just a lot of emails from TikTok.
This week,
tell them about the
if
Patreon.
You want to email us, the prompt you can use is what?
Email us empty subject head because
yes.
it's nothing.
Right.
And then tell
us. Just like 10 underscores and then highlight that text, select it, and make it be white text.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please
on
do
a white
that.
Background.
And then do a PS and tell me if you've ever heard of Hank the Cow Dog. That's just for me, though. Not that doesn't have
blank
anything to do with
subject
nothing.
Line, no body or invisible body copy, and then a P.S. Yes, I have heard of Hank the Cow Dog.
And make it that simple.
Prior I don't to want listening any other... to the episode entitled Nothing.
Yeah, I don't want any other information. I just want yes or no. Thank you very much.
I've listened to every podcast that Michael Shannon's been on.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Matthew McConaughey's podcast work. And so I have heard of Hank the Cow Dog.
Oh my god.
That's so crazy. I can't get over that.
And if you want more of this malarkey, you should go check out patreon.com/howstarwars is it, because we have a patron supported bonus episode every week. This week we talked a lot of politics.
Mm-hmm. We did.
So subscribe next week if you want to subscribe to the Patreon. It's only $5 a month, and there's truly over 100 bonus episodes plus film commentaries, RPGs, improv. I think there's some video on there. It's a whole different vibe, and you can support the show and just friggin' hang with us, dude.
Yeah, just hang out, man.
And if you're hearing this, you're too late to see one of the couple of Anarchy, the Improvised Rock Opera shows where Mike and Josiah are both in it.
Yeah, but which is always coming. A blast. Yeah, there'll be more.
So if you're in Chicago within the next month or two and you want to see an improv show, namely one where everybody's singing the whole time,
mm-hmm.
Let us know and we'll tell you the information to find Anarchy, the Improvised Rock Opera.
Yeah, shoot us an email, shoot us a message, and we'll let you know. But
shoot
that's
us
all
an email things. With a blank body.
With a blank body. So that's everything. So Sandwiches of Star Wars, it's about time for bye-bye. So like we always say,
we love you.
And may the fourth be with you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We covered the Back to the Future movies in like a mini episode that we sent to my friend for his Patreon or whatever.
Yes.
And haven't covered those proper movies on the podcast yet. We haven't covered the Bourne Identity yet. And we just did an episode entitled Nothing.